This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, March 19, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Almost every Sand Lake Village official has stepped down following weeks of intense backlash over fire department disputes, WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Five council members, four planning commissioners, and the finance director have resigned from the village of Sand Lake, with treasurer Tyler Kaiser describing the past year as one largely defined by turmoil and crisis. President Molly Doerr, a 15-year veteran of the village, cited personal attacks and safety threats as the primary reason for her departure, writing, "It is morally wrong when disagreements turn into personal attacks against individuals, their families, their businesses, the industries they work in, or attempts to have them removed from the homes they live in." The upheaval began in December when village leaders announced they would terminate fire service contracts with nearby Ensley, Nelson, and Pearson townships due to cost concerns. The decision sparked months of friction between residents, firefighters, and local officials. Sand Lake's two remaining board members are seeking letters of intent to fill five seats by Friday, March 27th. Residents will decide on a May ballot initiative whether to disincorporate the village entirely. I'm Dee Morrison.
Tribal businesses in Michigan are seeing a massive surge. WGVU's David Limbaugh reveals the data behind a $1.2 billion business boom.
It's been diversifying over the last, say, 15 to 20 years.
Joe Boomgard is editor at Crane's Grand Rapids Business. It hosted a power breakfast for regional business leaders.
Originally, they were very focused on casino gaming when that became legalized in the 1990s. And since then, they've been looking at how can they go beyond gaming.
Boomgard says the economic impact of tribal non-gaming businesses has surged from $288 million in 2019 to over $1.2 billion in 2024, fueled by companies like Grand Rapids-based Wasayabek Development Company, owned by the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi, which manage investments in commercial real estate, defense, and manufacturing. Boomgard says that diversification leads to stability.
When you think of private equity, they look in a 5 to 7 year investment horizon. Tribes think in seven generations. So it's one thing to be rocked by tariffs at this time, but they're thinking long-term position.
Michigan has 12 federally recognized tribes employing over 2,800 people statewide. I'm David Limbaugh.
As World Health Day approaches, Cherry Health is stressing the importance of prioritizing dental care. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
World Oral Health Day is Friday, March 20th, and Cherry Health wants residents to prioritize oral hygiene, and they're encouraging folks to do so at every stage in life as part of maintaining overall health and well-being. A news release says an individual's oral health can often signal broader health concerns, including cardiovascular disease, pneumonia, endocarditis, and pregnancy complications. Practicing good oral hygiene at home, they say, can help prevent tooth decay and other infections. Cherry Health says it offers comprehensive dental services for children and adults, as well as a new teledentistry service introduced in November of 2025. Cherry Health is the state's largest federally qualified health center focused on removing barriers and providing health care to the underserved. I'm Jennifer Moss.
To help people park downtown when the new AgriSure Amphitheater and Amway Soccer Stadium open later this year, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports Grand Rapids will have an online app where visitors can reserve a space in one of the city's off-street parking ramps.
This is one of those pieces that we're putting in our toolbox as we're preparing for this explosion of visitors downtown.
Instead of driving around looking for a place to park, Mobile GR Director Jessica Smith says visitors coming downtown for an event will be able to reserve a space in advance.
Right now it's first come, first serve. This way you can actually reserve a space, and when you get there you show your code and we say there's your space.
Say the special event parking rate is $25. A customer reserving a space online will pay $28.95 when the 15% service charge and 20-cent transaction fee are added.
Our customers will see the parking fee, whatever that is, for the day, and then that 15% plus the 20 cents.
During a presentation to the City Commission, Commissioner Alicia Maria Belchek had a question.
How many parking spots will be reserved for this?
As many reservations as possible when we have those special events.
Commissioner Melinda Yassassi sees the reservation system as part of an evolving solution to potential parking issues when there are simultaneous events at multiple downtown venues.
We're going to figure this out when we've got soccer stadium, DeVos Place, all these things going on, because it's happening.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Grand Rapids has earned a place on the Best of the Midwest list from Midwest Living magazine. WGVU's Dee Morrison tells us why the honor carries economic clout.
Midwest Living's 2026 Best of the Midwest Awards is curated by its editors, highlighting 150 leaders in hospitality and travel in 16 categories. Grand Rapids was selected for its vibrant craft beverage scene, dynamic arts, and year-round cultural attractions.
Our dining scene, Art Prize, the Ford Museum, the Chihuly exhibition that's opening on May 2 at Meyer Gardens, and the Acrisure Amphitheater, which is opening in May as well.
Janet Korn is Senior Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at Experience Grand Rapids, which markets the city's tourism. Korn says the recognition can translate to direct dollars, influencing individual travelers as well as people planning conferences.
When we're working to attract national meetings and conventions to choose Grand Rapids, we're really competing with every destination across the country. So when they're looking at the Midwest, they're looking at that list of cities. So to be on that list of cities is a significant positive.
Korn notes Midwest Living reaches more than 3 million readers and has long served as a trusted voice for discovering destinations throughout the Midwest. I'm Dee Morrison.
After a January weather cancellation, Grand Valley State University hosted a rescheduled Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration Week presented by NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson. WGVU's David Limbaugh has more.
No matter what your background, male or female, black or white, non-traditional students, you're not a passive observer.
Derek Johnson has served as NAACP president since 2017. He spoke with students from Grand Valley State University, Davenport University, and Grand Rapids Community College.
You have an obligation to do well for yourselves, your family, your careers, and do good for your neighbors. And you define your neighbors by human beings who may be in close proximity to you.
Johnson explained that Dr. Martin Luther King was a passive observer until he could no longer afford to be.
He was an ordinary individual who did some extraordinary things. You're ordinary individuals, but you have the capacity to do some extraordinary things if you move from the space of passive observer.
Johnson said no one should ever suppress their identity for anyone's comfort, especially during the current political climate.
We all have a set of uniqueness about us, and that's our genius, and we need to put that on the table and share with one another and respect one another.
I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin previews Monster Jam this weekend, but first, news from around the state. Tax cuts, immigration, and foreign trade policy headlined a speech from Vice President J.D. Vance on Wednesday in Metro Detroit. Colin Jackson has more.
While Vance avoided the word tariffs, he credited President Donald Trump's hallmark policy with restoring American manufacturing.
We had a President of the United States who was willing to go to war against those foreign companies in those foreign countries who are undercutting the wages of American workers.
The U.S. Supreme Court declared Trump's tariffs unconstitutional, and the U.S. Trade Court has ordered a refund to American businesses that paid them. Democratic State Representative Lori Pohutsky says Trump's tariffs and other policies have made things worse for Michiganders.
Prices have gone up, unemployment has gone up, and healthcare premiums have gone up.
How Michiganders feel about Trump is likely to affect the November election, where the state could play a key role in who controls the next Congress. I'm Colin Jackson in Detroit.
The Michigan Legislature's Gun Safety Caucus rolled out priorities for this legislative session on Wednesday. Democratic Representative Helena Scott says that includes bans on high-capacity magazines and bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to shoot in rapid-fire bursts, similar to machine guns. Scott says the group will also focus on requiring gun buyers to be at least 21 years old and establishing a 3-day waiting period between a firearm purchase and the buyer taking possession.
The purpose of this waiting period is to help prevent impulsive acts of gun violence by creating a short cooling off period between the purchase of a firearm and when it can be attained. This is a straightforward safeguard designed to slow down moments of crisis.
The bills also include allowing state-level lawsuits against gun manufacturers and requiring firearm dealers to carry at least $1 million in liability insurance. The Federal Appeals Court covering the Midwest heard arguments in a case about people held in immigration detention without a chance to argue for their release. Assistant U.S. Attorney Zach Toomey argued to a panel of judges that existing law does not require bond hearings for people in immigration detention.
Statute mandates detention without bond of aliens who cannot show that they are entitled to be admitted, regardless of how long they are in the country.
Attorneys for the 11 immigrants who were put in detention argued that denying them a bond hearing is a violation of due process rights that extends to anyone in the U.S. regardless of immigration status. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do, visit wgvunews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Monster Jam returns to Van Andel Arena this weekend, and WGVU's Shelley Irwin speaks with Michigander Kylie Kent, driver of Sparkle Smash.
Well, it's coming. The world's most popular monster trucks and best drivers roaring into Van Andel Arena. Of course, that's March 20th through the 22nd. Mount Monster Jam Freestyle Mania Arena Championship Series Central. So for the first time, Monster Jam trucks team up with freestyle motocross bikes to deliver gravity-defying skills and thrills. That's a mouthful. Let's get more from you. You are a Michigander from Howell. Kylie Kent. Good morning to you, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Driver of Sparkle Smash, yes?
Yes.
Very nice. Well, good that I get to speak with a fellow female and, of course, one who loves most likely dirt and competition and, Monster Jam. How would you describe a Monster Jam Freestyle Mania Arena Championship Series, if you would, Kylie?
I would describe it as fun, exciting, and you definitely need to be there. This is the first time Monster Jam is actually doing the Freestyle Mania tour all for first quarter. So fans not only get to see their favorite trucks, but also get to see their favorite dirt bike riders as well paired with the trucks. So you definitely do not want to miss it.
Very cool. Is there some loud noise going along with this?
Absolutely. There's always loud noise with Monster Jam. So definitely if you're going to come, I would definitely make sure to get some earplugs, some earphones, but it's definitely going to be loud. That's definitely the best part of it.
You bet, or you wouldn't be doing it. Kylie, can't talk to me about how you got involved in this sport.
Actually, my boss used to drive the famous truck Gravedigger. I've known him since I was 10 years old. And then I just fell in love with the sport then. And my family decided to start our company, Send It Motorsports. So we're based out of Howell, Michigan. And I got to first work on the trucks and kind of get a little bit of knowledge there. And then in the summer of 2024, I got my shot in the driver's seat. And I would not trade it for the world. I love being able to drive these big trucks and being able to inspire little girls all around.
So let's get this question out of the way. I think more girls are participating, correct?
Absolutely.
Tell me about Sparkle Smash.
So at first, Sparkle Smash was just a die-cast toy, so you could only get it in stores. And then Spin Master collaborated with Monster Jam and decided to make it into this 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck. And the little girls love this truck. It actually shoots confetti out of the unicorn horn, which is my favorite part of being able to drive Sparkle Smash. But also, this truck has gotten some really great feedback. Everybody at Pit Party I see has Sparkle Smash shirts. I've even gotten cute little bracelets that say Sparkle Smash. I've gotten drawings, and it's super, super cool to be able to represent for the Sparkle Smash team.
Cool. So I'm in my seat. I'm ready for my Monster Jam Freestyle Mania Arena Championship Series Central. What do I see, Kylie?
You see some high-flying action from the trucks. First off, we have racing, so either that'll be timed racing or it'll be side-by-side racing with both trucks going head-to-head. And then you're going to see the two-wheel skills competition, which is basically any truck can do any two-wheel skill they want. It's got to be either on the front two wheels, the back two wheels. Sometimes even drivers get crazy and go on one wheel, but you never know what's going to happen. And then you see the freestyle FMX riders. They do the best upright competition as well as the best trick competition. And then we end it off with Monster Jam freestyle. So you get 60 seconds or 75 seconds in bigger arenas to do whatever the heck you want to do on that freestyle pod. And that's basically it. It's just super, super fun.
When do I see Kylie? Kylie Kent.
I either go in the beginning of the pack for freestyle, so I'll either go first or second, but you'll see me throughout all the competitions as well as Sparkle Smash.
Cool. To you. You say your role model is your mom. Why is that?
She is my biggest supporter. When I first told her I wanted to start driving, I was very apprehensive about it. I was actually in the middle of getting my bachelor's degree at the time. So she was my biggest supporter through all of it. She always is my number one supporter. I'm my biggest critic, so anytime I'm down on myself, she's always the first one to pick me back up and tell me I'm doing a great job, tell me that all the little girls in the stands are proud of me, no matter what I do out there on the track. So if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to do what I do on the track.
And it looks like one of your favorite memories is getting your highest score ever in best trick, and you also have a most prized possession, which is your first trophy as a Monster truck driver?
Yes, absolutely. I wasn't expecting to get a trophy my first year driving. I just was, as long as I improve each show, that's all I truly care about. And I had a stacked lineup of other competitors on that tour, and winning that best trick, it kind of threw me by surprise. I didn't expect as a rookie to come out here and win a trophy. So it was super, super rewarding. I had my family there as well. So just that whole moment in general, I'll never forget it.
How does a little, younger Kylie Kent get involved in this sport as we look to say goodbye, Kyle?
She just works her butt off. She definitely from the age of 10 years old has loved the sport. And then once I fell back in love with the sport again, I just worked really, really hard. I say that in general, even if it's not Monster Jam or Monster Truck related, if you have a goal and a mindset, I say chase that dream and work your butt off, and you're going to get far in life.
It's like what we do in broadcasting. There we are. Kylie, how do we find out more about you and Monster Jam Freestyle, please?
Well, make sure to follow Monster Jam on all social media platforms at Monster Jam. You can follow me on my personal Instagram at Kylie Kent _, or you can follow my team page at send.it.motorsports.
All right. Most likely best preparations, a good night's sleep. Vroom, vroom. Thanks, Kylie. Nice work.
Thank you.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, March 19, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.